Kevin Cole with you down in the performance space along with Slug and Ant, also known as Atmosphere, and also joining us this afternoon, DJ Plain Old Bill. Welcome.
Hey.
It's great having you here.
Thanks for having us back.
Yeah, it's awesome. You guys are playing tonight a sold-out show at Showbox Soto, so appreciate you taking the time out to play for KXP listeners worldwide.
We appreciate you having us in. It means a lot to us.
How about a couple songs, maybe from the new album, Fishing Blues?
Okay, yeah.
Cool.
Started, guess it wasn't that hard to miss. Didn't trip the alarm on your hybrid carbon footprint. The darts are rigged, and I'm a big fan of carbs and the artist prints. There's a marginal risk that your cards won't hit. It's like trying to borrow a barbecue rib from a starving kid. Be thankful if your stars are lit, or you might get caught between the Charmin and the armor fits to stay out of harm's grip. Karma's a bit, so when your heartbeat quit, consider all the death you've invested with. The shoes, the booze, the phone that you're texting with. Disrespecting gets Second Amendmented, but species still seem to be trending. From the friend zone all the way to the Kremlin, the devil give a F about a flag or an emblem. Things ain't been the same since Trayvon. Things ain't been the same since Reagan. Things ain't been the same since the days when the gods went crazy and broke the languages. We're trying to make these payments. Ain't got the privilege to exhibit the patience. Gone next week, so tonight we lie with no lives to save. Seismic waves. Jump back and kiss myself, but I've been working on learning to resist myself. I used to think criticism was the definition. Fish swimming up a river full of pessimism. I wanna catch one barehanded, clean it, cook it, and feed it to Lazarus. All around the planet it's the same as Minneapolis. Everybody looking for a little love and happiness. I don't romanticize the rain, and those drugs only hide the pain. Turn up the temperature, high as a plane, with non sequiturs to tie it, betraying. And you could keep Christopher walking with the trash that you're talking. You can't take it with if it don't fit in your coffin. As a kid, I didn't give it much thought then. Just wanted a mouthful of nipple and a Zippo in my zipper pocket. I remember when the whole world stank like an ashtray. The good old days, I wanna laugh when somebody says the good old days. But they was good, cause we did learn to look both ways across a roadway. Look, everything will be okay before we go the hell away like a snowflake. Gone next week, so tonight I'm trying to reach those seismic, climb those seismic waves. This morning, my only intention was to look at my reflection with mutual respect. Yeah, I know I'm more than just a badge and a weapon, but when you see me coming, you recognize my profession. You should believe that I'm a leaving impression, even if it means I gotta put my knee on your neck, man. Was never meant for you to pass this test. The last question on the quiz is, what the hell'd you expect, man? A little money made them want some protection, because the many with no money make the money feel threatened. And we accept there's gonna be some exceptions, but it's built on the connection of ownership and possession. So baby boy, you pay attention to them lessons. If you flexing any teeth, I'ma send you to the dentist. It all depends on how you fit into my spectrum. From lectures to handcuffs to beatdowns to death wish. I was told to tell a one-sided story. That's why I had to eliminate your perspective. I was afraid prayed for my death. I had to make an assessment. It ain't my day to be checked. I felt the weight on my chest. I was told to tell a one-sided tale. So say a prayer, cause this one's gone to heaven. Innocence is a submissive position. It's a one-sided story. Read it to your children.
Atmosphere live on the afternoon show, KEXP. Two songs from the new album, The Very Dark, Pure Evil. The music in the background, vocals and that, just conjure up images of zombies walking through a, I don't know, a graveyard. And Seismic Waves at the top. I love the little Kraftwerky thing at the end. At least that's what it triggers for me. Very cool musically. So, first of all, congratulations on the new record, Fishing Blues, and 20 years of Atmosphere. 20 years of Rhymesayer.
Yeah, man, don't remind me.
It's amazing, though. It's incredible.
It is, it is. When I was a kid, you know, when I was a kid and I was daydreaming about someday being a famous rapper, they didn't allow rappers to reach 44 years old. You know, this is a new territory, and I'm appreciative, and we're fortunate to be here.
Yeah, so how does that new territory manifest then in your songwriting and in the new music and the new record?
I mean, for me, it's still just a matter of really trying to forge forward and represent myself to the fullest as I can. You know, there's a, you know, I watch some of my contemporaries and some of the rappers that are older than me really struggle so hard to connect with the kids that sometimes it almost can feel a little disingenuous to just not, you know, this is dad rap. You know what I'm saying? It's like, that's what I do now, you know, as opposed to drunk in the back of the van rap that I was doing 15, 20 years ago, you know? And so I just feel kind of like, especially with hip hop, there's such an emphasis on the keep it real mentality that the best thing that I could do is just continue to be myself as much as possible, you know?
Yeah, that's right. That's what I appreciated about it. And for sure, when you try to be something else, you know, if you think it's relevant or whatever, you're just disconnected. Right, and it's gonna come off as not being authentic.
Well, there's that, but there's also a thin line too, because it'd be really easy for me to cross over to the side where I start to make songs like, you know, Brush Your Teeth and Wear a Seatbelt, you know, and so you gotta find that space in between where you can speak and say things that are important to you, and paint these pictures for anybody who will listen. But I also gotta remember that my own children, as well as other people's children, are listening as well. And without being preachy, I want to make sure that I'm putting the gems out there. I want to make sure that I'm saying things that, you know, can make a difference. I guess I come from that era of rap that was trying to save the world. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Do you feel that's different now? It's a different era?
I don't think so. You know, I think everything evolves. And right now, the voices that we have in contemporary rap right now, some people might want to criticize it and say, well, it's not doing what it was doing in the late 80s or the early 90s with the movements, but I disagree. I think these things are still connected and still relevant to trying to move forward and fight the oppression.
And there's always a broad palette, right, of a continuum of any genre and style of music. And you take somebody like Kendrick Lamar or, you know, Frank Ocean and a lot of stuff coming out of Chicago, Kwaku Collins, and, you know, it is incredibly relevant. It's underground. It's alternative to mainstream hip hop and saying really important things.
Well, you know, and we've heard it a million times and we're going to keep saying it until it finally sinks in. Like, these voices that people want to criticize, you got to remember, these voices reflect the situations and the surroundings that people have been put into. And so when you hear some rap, you know, coming out of your neighbor's car and you feel like, oh, there's just too much cursing or it's talking about negative things, you got to remember the artists who made that rap were living these negative things. They're not portraying a caricature. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is real, you know, and it's important that I think that, you know, the rest of America is made aware of this. And so it's still exciting to me that, you know, this music, it's finding its way into the suburbs and the countryside and being forced into the faces of people who might not normally have had that opportunity.
Yeah, I reflected on that earlier this week. I played a Tupac song. It was the anniversary of his passing, right? And I played a song from the debut album, and Dan Quayle, who I don't know if he was at that time vice president, said something like, there's absolutely no redeeming value in this music, and it should not exist. And the music was all about the issues, you know, issues of violence, racism, you know, inequality, and very much real. And to be so discounted. Now, that was 20 years ago. To this day, that same sort of attitude still exists.
It does exist, even though I'm pretty sure Dan Quayle no longer exists.
I had to look him up because I was like...
What's he doing now?
No, I was like, I didn't actually remember that he was really the vice president at one point.
He was. I think he was put in there as like a defense mechanism to keep the other guy safe. I feel like these issues are still obviously at hand. They're going to be at hand for a long time. So these voices are going to continue to speak on this and to make sure that they can be heard by as many people as possible. You know, I am actually just excited that the world has embraced this culture. You know, when I was a kid, it was fed to me that this was a fad. Everybody was saying, oh, all that spinning around on your face and all that rapping to the beat, that's going to go away someday. And it's not going to go away. And now, as an adult, I'm validated by being able to look at the growth of this and where it's gone and to you know, just be excited that I got to play my tiny little role in it.
I wouldn't say tiny. When you look at, you know, the longevity of the group and you look at Rhymesayers and what you guys did, right? And, you know, you started, you really cultivated and created a scene. I don't think you can overstate that.
I mean, I don't think I'm allowed to say that, but anytime anybody else wants to say that, I'm totally okay with that.
Okay, I'm going to say it again then. You had a huge impact on cultivating a scene, not just in Minneapolis, but all over the world. Ultimately, those ripples were felt. And you really instigated that. So looking back on what you started, you know, from the perspective of 20 years, you know, the reasons why you started Rhymesayer and the reasons why you continue to do it now, how have those changed?
When we started it, it was based out of necessity. We didn't have a choice. Coming from Minneapolis, nobody on either coast wanted to hear a demo from a rap group from Minneapolis. Most people couldn't have pointed out Minneapolis on a map, you know? And so we did it because we didn't have a choice. We wanted to make music and we wanted to get it into the hands of more than just our homies. As it grew and grew and grew, it reached a point where it showed us, it just made sense from a spiritual level, but also from a mathematic level. It made sense for us to continue to do it the way that we do it, you know, and to just have full control. I'm a control freak. I want the steering wheel in my hand, you know, and I always felt like fortunate that this is the path that I was allowed to take, because I couldn't imagine being the kind of artist who felt like he had to appease a boss. I don't want a boss. That's part of why, you know, I got away from bosses to be here. You know what I mean? And so to me, this is very fortunate. You know, people want to say, you know, like what you're saying and give us this credit for what we did. But truth be told, it was a lot of it really was internal. I did a lot of this for myself because I felt like this is what I want to do and this is the way that I want to do it. And I want to see all of my friends succeed in the same way.
Yeah, good thing then you were from Minneapolis.
Yeah.
it sounds, though, in part like, okay, doing it out of necessity, nobody'd listen to a demo, you want control anyway, but there was an aesthetic to it. There was a vision to it. Was that thought out, or was it just sort of like, hey, I just dig the music that I like, and I'm going to put that out, and I'm going to put it out, the, you know, the same kind of music that my friends might be doing?
I think the vision created itself as it went.
Yeah.
You know, we took the baby steps that we had to take just so that we could feel like we were being progressive and productive. And then, as you know, every time we took another baby step, the vision became a little bit more in focus, and we were able to start to slowly see end to the means
Yeah. So back to the original kind of question then, you start out with baby steps and now you're 20 years in. Things have changed in terms of how you look at what you're trying to accomplish, the impact you're trying to have with the releases and the artists that you put out. Has that changed?
I mean, the music changes because it evolves. You know, the music is always going to be somewhat affected by what's happening in the rest of the scene. And so you hear different voices speaking about different things. But I do believe that the vision that we have today is still very similar to the vision that we used to have. And, you know, in a way, we were also fortunate to have done it this way, because when many people started to suffer the impact of less music being sold, you know, less people purchasing like actual physical product and whatnot, that wasn't something that necessarily hit us as hard as it hit like other people, because we already had a kind of a different way of looking at it to begin with. So some of the growing pains that I think that the rest of the industry had to go through, we got to kind of slide through. Like, we felt it, but we didn't feel it on the chin the way some of the other organizations did.
Yeah, that's really interesting. I hadn't even thought of that. You know, is that because record sales might not be as important in terms of kind of whatever the strategy you have? It's more touring or more...
We strategize it all together, but with us, with record sales, it was always, even at the very beginning, a lot of the record sales was based on a connection that we were having on a hand-to-hand basis with fans. Right. And so these fans were supporting us not because they were trying to fill their wall with records, but because they wanted a souvenir to take home from the show, or because they felt like they were taking part in something when they were supporting it. So now today, those same fans are still purchasing the records because it's for the same reasons. You know, it's like I'm amazed at how many CDs fly off the table. Like, who buys CDs anymore? You know, but some people do, because they're like, hey, this indicates that I was here. Yep. I was in this moment. And not only that, but I feel like I'm supporting something that I identify myself with, something that's part of their identity, you know, and that's extending into their 30s and now their 40s. Whereas, you know, when we were kids, we all bought music because that is how we reinforced our identities, the music, the movies, the books, the things that
totally,
you know, but watching a 45-year-old at the merch table figuring out which shirt and which CD she wants or he wants, it amazes me that at that age, you still feel like a part of this movement. You know what I mean? Because I don't know if the other genres have anything that's quite like that.
Yeah, yeah. And it seems like it also just started out. I mean, that is a continuation of why you guys started as well, right? Connection.
Yes.
And doing it yourselves.
Definitely. Ultimately, you know, the goal is to just create my own cult. And this music thing is just a doorway, you know?
It is Atmosphere Live on KEXP. We'll quit talking about music right now and maybe get to some. And I think you're going to play my favorite song on the album.
Oh, this one?
Yeah.
Oh, you're perfect. How did you get so perfect, Kevin? KEXP, Seattle, how did you get so perfect, huh? Fall from the sky just to learn how to fly. Ain't even gotta put me in the dirt when I die. I'm not perfect, I try. I'm trying to free my hands, grab the day by the throat. Gotta get a grip, but I'm at the end of my rope. I'm not perfect, I know. I know. And if I had a spare moment, I'd probably loan it to somebody who needed to hold it. Life's indecisive, might slice you open, or show compassion and throw you back into the ocean. I'm trying to keep my faith on the path, but the landscape's full of danger flags. You can change your name and still live in the past. Daddy was the face on a package of zigzags. Fall from the sky just to learn how to fly. Ain't even gotta put me in the dirt when I die. I'm not perfect, I try. Lord knows I try. You might fade away, you might burst in flames. Ain't no reason you should even try to search my name. I'm not perfect, okay? Okay. See, I'm a father and a son of a Southsider.
mouth full of hot dish, pop lifer. This little piggy squeal like a cop's tire when I set the ox on fire like it's a box of spiders. You the opposite of truth, you overproduced. You gotta grow more toes, you wanna fill these shoes. You tryna make love like there's nothing to lose. You wanna wake up the world, but there's a button for snooze. Fall from the sky just to learn how to fly. Ain't even gotta put me in the dirt when I die. I'm not perfect, I try. I try. See, we gotta work it out, cause I ain't turning around. The same person that I was when the curtains was down. I'm not perfect, what now? Some say that I pass, none said that I'm passive. White trash with a fraction of blackness. My mathematics got native blood too, but no matter where I stand, either way it's. I never been a victim of police harassment, and I knew what they seen when I turned job absent. Irish name, Scandinavian frame, I'm a Rubik's Cube, I'm the American dream. I'm a feminist, I'm also a misogynist. Spit like an arsonist, tall like an obelisk. And I promise if you ever hear me contradict myself, it ain't a sign of the apocalypse. I've been an a-hole before it was fashionable, and when it's out of style, I'll be the last to know. And if Illuminati listening, I don't want a plateau. Who I had to blow to play the halftime show, huh? Fall from the sky just to learn how to fly. Ain't even gotta put me in the dirt when I die. I'm not perfect, I try. I try. And on your day of death, may you deserve respect. Don't ever forget that it was worth your breath. I'm not perfect, not yet. Not yet. Not yet. Not yet. How you get so perfect, Seattle? I'm not perfect, but I missed that in this.
Oh, I see what Bill's doing over there. Bill wants to hear something old. Can you play something old for Bill? I remember this one. I don't know if anybody else does, but I remember this one. It's called Happy Mess. Happy Mess. I remember this. Remember the time that I made you so mad? Last week, right? You know that it ain't like it's all that rare. So put it here and let me cherish this embarrassment. I know I've been an idiot, yes. And I respect how you question your investment. I take the blame, but it ain't to be impressive. Feels like a cop-out to label it lessons. I've been through the rain, but I put other people through a hurricane just to work the game. I swim through so much shame. I think my little man's blessed that he didn't get my last name. And here you are, right in front of me, offering it all, like, tell me what you want from me. I wanna love you forever. Just let me clear my throat and rub my wings together. It goes, I'm not perfect, I'm this, that, and this. My hands are dirty and I'm this, that, and this. You've been searching through this, that, and this. Let's break the surface and make a little happy mess. I'm not perfect, I'm this, that, and this. My hands are dirty, but I'm this, that, and this. You've been searching through this, that, and this. Let's break the surface. Girl, you the most beautiful thing I've seen. Enticing, exciting, even the sound of your voice got a nice ring. You seem like the type that might help me tighten up my pipe dreams. We can keep digging through that dirt, a team up, you and I against the universe. Now think about it, what you say to yourself. You can wear my cape, just let me play with your belt. Truth is here now. Stand there with me, look into that mirror now, and tell me you don't see the same image. Gonna be a brand name day once the rain is finished. It goes, I'm not perfect, I'm this, that, and this. My hands are dirty and I'm this, that, and this. You've been searching through this, that, and this. Let's break the surface and make a little happy mess. I'm not perfect, I'm this, that, and this. My hands are dirty and I'm this, that, and this. You've been searching through this, that, and this. Let's break it down now. I can't believe that she got me on a ball and chain. It ain't a complaint, I appreciate it for all the dumb mistakes I make. I'm surprised that wifey ain't threw me away. I never meant to hurt no one, just wanna be productive till the work gets done.
I danced to a certain drum, and when I fell off beat, you didn't turn and run. No, you see me at my lowest moments. You gave me sight when I got broken focus. With a smile that opens up like a rose does, even when it all felt so hopeless. And here I am, right in front of you, offering it all. Let me tell you what I want from you. I wanna love you forever. Put your hands in the sky, let's touch this weather together. I'm not perfect, I'm this, that, and this. My hands are dirty and I'm this, that, and this. You've been searching through this, that, and this. Let's break the surface and make a little happy mess. I'm not perfect, I'm this, that, and this. My hands are dirty and I'm this, that, and this. You've been searching through this, that, and this. Let's break the surface and make a bunch of kids. A whole gaggle of kids. How many are in a gaggle?
I'm not sure.
12?
I'd say 18.
18 kids?
No, I don't know. Atmosphere live on the afternoon show, going back to 2007's A Sad Clown, Bad Spring, with a lyric that reappears in the new album, Fishing Blues. And you heard Perfect. Man, again, I just love that song. The humility of it, but there's some great humor as well. The line about contradiction.
Thank you.
Makes me laugh all the time. It's great to play on the radio. People are loving it. And sold out show tonight here in Seattle at Showbox Soto with Brother Ali. Who else is playing?
Dem Atlas,
Last Word. DJ Plano Bill, are you doing something?
He's doing a wiki.
That is happening tonight. And then you guys are heading down the West Coast. And how long is this tour happening?
That's 2019. Yeah. I'm not sure.
Is it just one of those huge?
Yeah, we're on again, off again, on again, off again until they tell us that we're not allowed to come back anymore.
Well, thank you so much for stopping by here. Really, really appreciate it.
Thank you very much for having us.
The new album's Fishing Blues, and big time thanks to Jim on video. We've got Justin, we've got Scott, Renata, Kevin Suggs doing sound, Matt Ogaz, and Ken and Jen all helping out. Again, it's Atmosphere Live on the afternoon show.